More information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Mizzou fans, this is number 5, Mitchell Smith, forward for your Mizzou Tigers. Basketball season is right around the corner, and we can't wait to get Mizzou Arena rocking this year. Season tickets are on sale now, and we'll be featuring 16 home games with the season tipping off on November 6th. To view the high-energy action up close, visit MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS to get your season tickets today. We appreciate the great support and look forward to representing this fan base again this season. M-I-Z.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
As someone once said, I can't stand it. I've had enough, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And it has to do with political correctness, and I'm sick of it. And as a story in the news, we're going to change everything today, right here on this show. And I think most people will say, finally, coming up.
I'm afraid this rover.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I remember when that was so funny when that happened. Well, I mean, do you know the expression?
Oh, yeah. Fool me twice. I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That simple. Well, I'm in a good mood today, folks. It's a totally different day than yesterday. You all know how that goes. No real reason that you can come up with. You feel like crap one day, and the next day you feel great. Maybe it's because I had my first early dancing lesson. We had a dancing lesson this morning. They're usually in the evening. And I learned, Dan, I learned a new step called the side-by-side. Last week was the tuck and turn. So I got the side-by-side now. Yeah, it put me in a good mood. Dan, hello to
I'm
Dan.
Here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Doze off again like yesterday?
No, I did not doze off. Oh, I'm having computer issues, and I was just on the phone with Jim Hewer, just hanging up with him.
I've got the password and
I have it.
For...
I have it.
Okay.
It's fixed.
Okay, good.
Holy crap. Somebody
T.S.
messed with it, but I heard you say that you learned the side-by-side.
Mm-hmm, this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It took a 1 hour just to get one step down. Then we have to rehearse and practice. But I'm in a good mood. And let me welcome everybody, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're not going to sit around anymore and let the only news coverage or the only exposure for things be about these extreme nutcases that find something sexist or wrong with everything. So let me first welcome everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this the 13th, ooh, I just realized something. Today is Tuesday the 13th. No, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Even worse, Wednesday the 13th, because that's closer than Friday. So welcome to the 13th of November show. Of course, you probably also know, if you've heard the song, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, well, the song could be wrong. You know? Sometimes that happens. They write stuff and they make mistakes. Maybe the Sleepy Dusty deal today really is the 13th of November. So we're going to get to Burke's segment and all that stuff, but let's talk about something that is in the news and actually shouldn't be and should never have been a story. And we talked about it last year, too. And it's this ridiculous baby, it's cold outside. And the fact that a couple of weirdos, probably really ugly women who've never been hit on or been asked to stay over when the weather was bad because they're butt ugly, decide to complain about it. Now, most of you in the room here know, you know pretty much the lyrics. You may not know them word for word, but let me read you. We don't need to hear it, but let's read the lyrics, or some of them. I really can't stay. And then he goes, baby, it's cold outside. She goes, gotta go away. He goes, baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been. And then he says, been hoping you drop in. So very nice. I'll hold your hands. They're like ice. My mother will start to worry. Beautiful watch you're wearing. So far, I don't hear anything, you know, horrible there. He complimented her watch. It's a beautiful watch you're wearing. I'll hold your hands. They're like ice.
The line I remember from last year that everybody had an issue was I think when the woman says, what did you put in this drink? Or there's something in this drink. And everybody started freaking out, saying that it's a date rape.
Oh yeah, yeah, well, he's Cosbeater.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. You can take anything any way you want to. What did you put in this drink? I think everybody knows from the day it was written, it has alcohol in it. And he's trying to light her up. He's trying to give her a buzz. This. Okay. He didn't force her to. I don't think there's a line in the song where he goes, damn well, we'll drink that drink here. And on the sound of her gag, pouring it down her throat, that's not in there. And then he says, my father will be pacing the floor. And he says, listen, let's listen to the fireplace roar. She says, I guess I'd better scurry. He says, please don't hurry. Please. Please don't hurry. He didn't say, you're not going anywhere, bitch. He said, please don't hurry. And she says, well, maybe just a half a drink more. He says, I'll put some records on while I pour. And then she says,
you're pulling my pants off. No.
You done?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Okay. You're actually cutting into what I was about to do. Thank you.
Oh,
she, maybe it's bad out there. He goes, she says, hey, what's in this drink? He says, no cabs to be had out there. She says, I wish I knew how. He goes, your eyes are like starlight now. To break this spell, I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. I ought to say no, sir. He goes, maybe if I move closer. Okay, so what I've decided is I have lyrics. Now, I haven't actually had worked it out so they fit to that same melody, but Dan, you're a music guy, and I don't write music or notes, but I have, I think, the heart of my song, and I just have to work on getting with a musician like you and then work them into a melody. But here are some lines I've written. He says, she says, I really can't stay. He goes, you'll do what I say. She says, I need to be on my way. He goes, bet you're a great lay. She says, my husband will worry if I delay. He says, you're not leaving till I get a BJ. And then she says, what will the neighbors think? He goes, I put Spanish fly in your drink. And she says, there's snow and there's ice. And he goes, your boobs sure are nice. And then she says, I hate when it snows. He says, I'm going to take off your clothes. She says, it's a blizzard out there. Hey, nice underwear. When will it let up? Bet you are a double D cup. And then she says, I can't believe we're doing it. He goes, ah, so you like my big unit? And then she says, I sure like to dance. He goes, then I'll get in your pants. It's cold outside. That's my version of it right there. That way there's no innuendo. There's no, I wonder if he's, there's no doubt about what I'm trying to say. He wants her in bed.
Yeah.
I think the problem with that other song is they didn't make it clear enough that he wanted to get laid. And there's nothing in that other song about force or not in mine either. He's very open about it. I'm going to take off your clothes. I bet you're a double D cup, like to get in your pants. See, that's the problem. People miss the actual problem. And it's innuendo is no good. I agree. Just say it. Flat out. And nobody has any questions. So that's my solution to John Mayer. And I got an idea.
What's he done now?
John Legend. Legend's the one who rewrote it, right? John Legend.
Oh, he did.
And Kelly Clarkson, yeah. And so really? They've recorded, oh, yeah, they've recorded this watered down, horrible version.
Really?
See if you can, yeah, see if you can pull up the John Legend, Kelly Clarkson redo of Baby It's Cold.
Oh, I had no idea they did that.
Oh, no. It's beyond stupid and ridiculous. So they took out any possible, you know, reference that there.
Oh my
there
God.
Might be some bad intention here. Did you were you able to find what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah. Play a little of it here. Listen to this stupid piece.
I'm gonna try and get to the lyrics. There we go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
I can call you right.
This evening has been.
I'm so glad that you dropped in.
Oh my God!
Oh my goodness!
Wait, what are you still living home
so really
for?
I'd better scurry.
Your driver, his name.
All right, well, I got a couple of issues with this song.
Yeah. Okay. What? Can you stop it? What are they?
Well, he says, "Wait, what are you still living home for? How dare he have a go at her for where she is living? Maybe she can't afford to. Maybe her parents are sick." And she wants to stay home to take care of them.
Maybe she's had a really tough life, and her husband dumped her and left her with nothing, and her parents are helping her, and then he's
trying
questioning
to get back
that.
On her feet, and he's just there insulting and degrading her.
I'm with you, and maybe he didn't outright degrade her, but by asking about it, there are a lot of guys who've been on a date with a girl, and it might get mentioned that they live at home, and then the girl's going to say, what? You still live with your parents? And it's not a question that's meant to be nice. And so you're right. When Legend says, what are you doing living at home with your parents?
Insulting.
Wow.
Yeah, that was insulting.
It's questioning, which the mere fact that he's questioning, why is she doing that, is implying she's a loser of some sort. I agree with you.
Well, yeah, he's implying that she's a loser because she lives at home. That's why he's calling her a ride and getting her the hell out of his house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And her driver's name is Murray.
Why didn't you just go ahead and sing the song? Why the hell don't you have a driver's license? Why didn't you ride? Were you too stupid to drive a car?
Yeah.
Told you women shouldn't have been allowed to drive.
He's gonna tell Murray to hurry. Like, hang on a second. What are the road conditions like?
Thank you. He's endangering the life of Murray and doesn't care about other people's lives.
Just because he's impatient.
It is snowing. Mm-hmm. According to the song, it's snowing.
Oh well. There you go.
Here, lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside. Bye. I'm gonna type in here, John Legend. I want to see if I can print out his lyrics.
Words.
Oh, I'm sure you can find them.
Hang on here. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Oh, listen to this crap. Okay. Here we go. I really can't stay. It's cold outside. I gotta go away, it's cold outside. Evening has been hoping you drop in. So very nice. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. And she says, mother will start to worry. Beautiful, what's your hurry? Hey, why is that okay? What's your hurry?
Right.
That makes it sound like, why in a hurry get out of here?
Also, he's calling her beautiful, so he's only using her looks.
Would she have been in his home if she weren't beautiful? Apparently he's prejudiced and hates ugly women and only has time for beautiful women. And then she says my mother will be pacing the floor. He goes, listen to the fireplace roar. What the heck? Hang on. My mouse locked up. Okay, here it goes. And then he says, she goes, I better scurry. He goes, beautiful. And again, beautiful, please don't hurry.
She has
a name.
Says,
She says maybe just half a drink more.
Oh, boy.
She is the one wanting to get loaded. And he says, put some records on while I pour. She says, the neighbors might think maybe it's bad out there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, same. Everybody can be offended by everything.
I like mine better. I just do. let me just repeat some of my lyrics. I really can't stay. You'll do what I say. I mean, then, yeah, right to the point. Need to be on my way. Bet you're a great lay.
Oh, yeah.
And then my favorite part, my husband will worry if I delay. You're not leaving till I get a BJ. What will the neighbors say? So there, I like mine better. And now somebody's being awfully quiet in the room.
Boy.
Find out why when we say this. Does anybody... And you know what I didn't do, Dad? I didn't go look to see if you shot me over on my screen the list.
I did.
Hang on. 1 second. Let's just start with, does anybody have anything to say? We'll go there and I'll get this figured out. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't remember.
Cents a cut.
No, I do, but I don't remember what it was.
How can you forget?
All this computer stuff that went on right before the show. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, man.
Because somebody's, I still can't get into
being,
to a program.
Somebody's
I'm more
than quiet. That's
I'm into the program, but I can't get anything done with it.
Do we have traffic?
No.
No?
No, we don't.
Oh, boy. This is not good.
I have to find out what's wrong with Tim. Something's obviously up.
Nothing's wrong.
Yeah, see, that right there. That proves it right there. There's not one show where you've let it get 27 minutes in and not said anything. Now, did something happen? Did it hurt your feelings? Or
not at all.
Dan
Strauss played a really, really vicious, mean, practical joke on somebody earlier today, and I've aided and abetted in that joke without Dan's knowledge and without the recipient's knowledge. And
Are we going to get to hear what it was?
Well, sure, if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
So, John Hadley, I think he works here part-time. Yeah. I think he's part-time.
But nobody
here.
Really knows what he does, do they?
He was a greenskeeper in Caddyshack.
Right.
Okay.
At Bushwood.
Well, he used to work at the same old place that all of you used to work at. I never worked there, but John did.
Are they still on the air? Is that station still on the air?
I believe so.
Is it? Okay.
No, they just do a podcast.
I think they broadcast from somebody's basement. Anyway.
Anyway, you said anything.
Sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
He's allowed. We're all allowed occasionally.
Yeah.
So, John Hadley mentioned on the show that comes on before this show that he was fired from that other place because he criticized George Bush.
No, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald
excuse
Trump.
Me, Donald Trump.
Right. That's why they fired him.
So Dan, Dan hand wrote a memo after Hadley criticized Trump again today, in which he fired John Hadley from the station and signed it as the name of somebody who was a superior over at the other place. and handed it to him during the show. And Frank, your signature was on it. It was kind of a goodbye type letter. You're fired again. So he took it well. And I was going to aid and abet in this conspiracy by sending him a spoof text. You know what that is?
I don't.
It's where, like, I would text you. I have software in my phone to where I could text you, but you would think it came from Limey's phone.
Oh.
And I was...
You can do that?
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of fun with this.
Oh my goodness,
that's dangerous. Oh,
I've almost caused murders and divorces with this software. So it's spectacular. I've certainly caused a couple of assaults with it.
Hey, don't anybody email me asking me. Yeah, email Tim, and he may not even tell you. Don't ask me with this software, or just tell everybody now and be done with it. Is it an app?
No, it's something I paid a lot of money for, and it's not something you can get free.
Okay.
So I put this note. John, I think, left the station when he's downstairs, but he left his bag in here. And so I stuck it inside the bag.
Got any snacks in there?
And so that he can take it home. And I'm frantically trying to come up with the cell phone number of the individual that fired him from the other place, so that I can send him a spoof text indicating that he's fired from here as well.
You know what? I have that number.
Well, if you give me that number, text it to me. I'll send it to him like later tonight, like around like 11 o'clock, like right as he's going to bed or something, and I'll just try and ruin his evening. Because it gets old being mean to everybody on this show. I mean, I get tired of it.
No, I know what you mean. We need fresh meat.
I need somebody new to be mean to. And so I'm going to pick on John Heather, who could fire me. That would be, why else would I pick on anybody else? So
good point.
That's my intent. That's my goal today. It's good to wake up every day and have goals and ambitions. And that's my goal, is to traumatize John Hadley.
So he's been kind of conniving.
Right. So I've been conniving during this opening monologue of the show and trying to make this happen. So my apologies for being quiet.
No, I like it. I think it sounds great. So that's it. Nobody else really for the perks segment?
Well, I've used this text app before to send people on fake job interviews. That's actually my favorite way of using it.
Oh my goodness!
Of having people show up like in a suit and in a resume or an address. I'm here for the interview, and they have no idea who they are.
Oh!
I only do that to people who really make me mad. But I've done it about 4 times, and each time it's just worked spectacular.
Oh man!
But no Burke segment, really.
I really cannot remember.
No, that's okay.
What is it?
We don't have to have it.
I don't have anything for the Burke segment material, but a listener has just reminded me of something that I saw earlier today. I think it'd be kind of interesting to talk about.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Trevor, yeah, Limey has something.
What?
He definitely has. Somebody sent you something.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second. A listener by the name of Mark, he's the guy who got me the birthday cookies last week, which thank you very much, got me 2 little onesies for my baby Theo. And
what?
3 to 6 yeah. months. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
One's gray, and it's got a picture of the English flag, and then in front of that, here's a picture of young Queen Elizabeth. So she gets one of those. And the other one is a white onesie, and on the front of it, it's got the skyline of Birmingham City Centre in England. And underneath, it says Birmingham.
Very thoughtful.
Wow.
Right? So I thought that was
now,
very
now, there
cool.
There may be a guy out there who doesn't know what a onesie is and never been a parent. Or,
oh, right.
A onesie is something that I think they should make for adults, especially in the winter. Like, this last couple of nights, cold, sitting around watching TV. Yeah, it's like a one-piece thing. You zip it up in the front. Babies wear them because they have sleeves and pants and built-in the feet, little foot things. They need to make them for adults, but make the soles of the foot part so you could walk out and get the paper if you had to. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And how comfortable would that be? It's like the ultimate, better than a pair of big old bib overalls.
Frank,
onesies for adults. They could call them adultsies.
Yeah. I don't mean to blow your mind, but they sell those at Walmart and Target for full-grown adults.
It.
Like, yeah, if you want a onesie, you can get one. Heck, you can get a Winnie the Pooh onesie if you want.
Oh, yeah.
If I could, I would wear overalls, like farmer. I've talked about this before.
Right.
Farmer overalls every day.
Like
have you
bibs?
Ever worn a pair of denim bib overalls?
Oh, yeah, they're comfy.
Oh, my goodness. It's the most comfortable thing you can wear. Great big pockets. You can put anything in the pockets. Shoulder straps. You can have no shirt, have a T-shirt, have a flannel shirt, whatever. Your choice. But, man, are they comfortable. Now, do they make you look like you stepped off a tractor? Yeah, they do. So what? So what? I like them. I own one pair of bib overalls, and I've worn them one time. And that's it, and they're in the closet.
Oh, I remember the day that you wore them, too. Yeah, it was classic.
Wore them to work. My wife hates them.
Oh, my goodness.
She not a fan of bibs?
No. Not at all.
Well,
I'm a fan of the look. He kind of looked like Junior Samples. Anybody that wears bib overalls always yes. looks a little like Junior Samples.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for the Burke segment. But
that's
what
okay.
What this listener sent over is something I saw on the news earlier that's kind of going, I guess you could call it viral around St. Louis. And you might want to Google this so you can have a picture of it. It's called the Lazy Baby Dolls. And they're being sold at Schnucks, right? And people are getting offended and annoyed about this because it says lazy baby. And as far as I can tell, the color of this baby is black. So it's this little black baby. And I'm pretty sure all of them are black. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't see how anybody thought that was a good idea to create that.
Right. But that is what a listener has sent over. I guess they want us to talk about it. I don't know enough about this thing. I know that I've seen one, and it was like, you know, Fox 2 News, they used the one picture to show you what they look like. But I don't know if every single toy is a little black baby that's called a lazy baby doll.
I'm looking at the picture right now. This is a
story. Are they white babies?
It's a story on the Fox 2 Now website about controversy erupts over lazy baby dolls sold at Schnucks stores. If I were to guess the nationality of this child, of this baby that is in here, I would not guess black. I would guess not. I wouldn't guess white.
Hispanic,
but I wouldn't guess black.
Puerto Rican.
I would guess, you know, mixed.
Maybe what they tried to do is just go right down the middle. White, not dark. Just you've seen people that are olive skinned, but they're not black.
See, a couple of people are texting over, and they're saying there are white ones as well. So if there are white babies and black babies, I'm offended that there are no Asian, Samoan, Filipino, Aboriginal, or Caucasian. They're white. Crap.
My apologies. I sit corrected. According to the Fox 2 story, they canvassed several different Schnucks stores, and they found both black and white lazy baby dolls at different Schnucks stores.
Then I'm not offended.
What makes it lazy? What does that mean? Because first of all, baby can't be lazy. There's no such thing. It's stupid. Babies aren't lazy.
They don't really do a lot, do they?
But there's some babies that are more active, but that's not being lazy. They're more hyper, more active than others.
Right.
I don't understand the point. I understand Chatty Cathy when I was a kid. You pull the string. I understood by the way, Limey, for training, did you go buy one of these dolls that poops in its pants? Because they have those. Oh no!
Yeah,
they have dolls. Yes, they've been out for years.
Really?
You feed it something, and then it's got a little motor, and, you know, and it poops. And you have to change the diaper. You have to change the diaper. It pees in its pants. I thought maybe that'd be good training for you.
Here's the problem. Schnucks actually responded to the Fox News reporter that asked for a statement or a comment about this story, and Schnucks says that we specifically made sure that there were both white and black lazy baby dolls side by side in our stores. The problem is, what if somebody buys up all the white ones? And then somebody walks to the store and says, and then there's only the black,
black
ones. And they see only black, and they're thinking, oh, you only think black babies are lazy? And then, you know,
I see where you're coming
You got to have almost somebody assigned to constantly restock the shelves on that deal.
A stock monitor.
So do people have a problem with the name Lazy Baby?
Of course they do. The name on the black ones, of course they
do. Yeah.
You're implying that black is lazy.
Yep.
But there's a white lazy baby doll too.
Okay, but the point is, initially somebody didn't realize that they just saw black
and thought they made the black lazy baby.
Well, what are the other? Is that still a big deal at Christmas?
What's that?
Dolls for girls? Is that?
Sorry if I offended anybody for saying they're for girls.
Oh, sorry. Is that still a big thing?
Yeah,
I think
Barbie
dolls, American Girl dolls. What's the like, you know,
the American Girl doll store? Gee, many Christmas closed, I think, didn't it?
Wow.
Did it close? It used to be right there at Chesterfield Mall.
I don't know if
it closed or not.
Can I tell you something that when I was not only when I was a kid but into high school, every girl owned one of these. Every girl got one for Christmas. Every girl had them with them and used them regularly. And now you never see them. And when I say every girl, I'm not exaggerating. And it's a baton.
Oh, yeah.
Baton twirling was probably the most common activity among late grade school and high school girls when I was a kid. Band had baton twirlers. Every halftime game of the baton twirlers. They had talent shows. Even Miss America at the time.
Yeah.
Baton twirling was a talent.
My daughter got into this baton group in I guess it was grade school. Grade school, and they were really, really good. But
oh no, batons, good ones are fantastic. But she had a baton. What happened to it?
I think they still exist, but not. It's not prevalent out there. But she picked up a baton and just started twirling it. No training or anything. Nothing. She just started twirling it. She knew how to do it right away.
A lot of it's an illusion. They're not twirling the way you think they're twirling.
No, I know.
But it's really impressive. And I can still see the batons. They were silver with a pattern in the tube, and each end was, one was bigger than the other with like a white bulb on one end and a cap on the other end. And I'm not every girl. There were batons everywhere when I was a kid. I just wonder what happened to things like that. Yet other things still survive, and I'm glad they do. For example, hula hoop.
Frank, was your daughter a young girl when the Cabbage Patch craze hit America?
That is a great question. I think it hit, let me think about this. I want to say it hit before. Well, if you tell me the year, I'll tell you. I think that happened before I was.
Cabbage Patch, wasn't that in the 80s or early
90s?
It had
to be 83.
83?
Yeah. Well, okay, you know what?
Wow.
She was born in 80, so yes. She would have been, and I think we had one, but she didn't have a collection. I will tell you what she had a collection of, and when I say this, thousands of people are going to go, oh, we do too. Beanie Babies.
Oh, man.
Was that a big deal in Great Britain?
Oh, it was huge in Great Britain. I mean, people went nuts for this day,
I'd like to shake the hand and salute whoever created the Beanie Baby craze, because that was brilliant, and it sucked everybody in who had kids to thinking that a couple of your Beanie Babies were going to be worth money, and they never were going to, ever.
No.
Wow. For those who didn't live it, I can't think of another toy, another collectible, the world was crazy for these Beanie Babies, and they very smartly, deliberately held back and under-manufactured the ones that they claimed were the hardest to get your hands on.
Do you remember the names of any of them?
The Beanie Babies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
goodness. But I know that in our closet right now, even though she's 31, there are plastic bags of Beanie Babies, probably 300 of them.
I think my daughter has a bunch, too.
I don't know what to do.
My little sister still has all of hers.
Legs the Frog, Squealer the Pig, Spot the Dog, Flash the Orca, Splash the Whale, Chocolate the Moose, and Patty the Platypus, and Brownie the Bear.
There was a green one, and I don't remember if it was...
Snot.
Were Beanie Babies all one particular animal?
No, they were all different.
All right, so they can be a giraffe, they can be a monkey, it can be... Okay,
I just said all the animals.
Okay.
You weren't paying attention. You were listening.
Frank doesn't listen to the show.
You were listening to Charles Brennan.
So?
That's what makes him.
So there was a green. There was a.
He can host a show and listen to another show at the same time.
There's a green one, and I guess it was a frog, and it had a name, something. We were at Westport Plaza, and somebody tipped me off. They said, "Look, go down to Dan. You remember a store called? It was Grimm's.
Oh yes,
remember that store?
Yeah.
So they said, "Hey, go down there," and it's like it was a big secret. They said, "Ask for Jim or whatever his name was. He will hold back one of these, one of the frog." And I said, "Why is that a big deal?" And they went, "Oh, is it a big deal? First of all, he told me he's only going to get three of them. And if in no time," they said, and this is absolutely true, they said, "that Beanie Baby will be worth $8,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's going, and like an idiot, I go down there, I meet this guy, I go, "Hey, I'm just working for..." It's like he had to go in the back room almost. I go, "This green Beanie Baby." He goes, "Oh, I'm going to get like three of them." And I said, "Man, how much do you want?" And I don't remember what I paid him. I think I gave him $100.
Wow.
I had the money then. I didn't care. It was my daughter. Anything for my daughter. And when it came, They might as well have just had like a Brinks truck deliver it and have a big ceremonial thing with an armored guard. He hands it to me in a bag where you couldn't see what was in it. And he actually said to me, he said, be very careful, like going to the car with this. He goes, don't let him. Even the merchants were in on it, on just screwing with people. He said, because if somebody sees that, they will break into your car, and they don't care how much they have to tear it up to get to it, because this is going to be the beanie. And I, like an idiot, I got sucked into it, too. And I bought it,
see,
took it home undercover.
A texter actually just brought up something that I was going to talk about. Back when, do you remember when Princess Diana died?
Yes.
Right? There was a purple teddy bear beanie baby.
Yes.
With the white rose on the chest.
I remember this.
I bought her that one, and I gave it to her. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, a story came out online.
Now, who did you buy it for?
My little sister.
Okay.
And, about 4 or 5 years ago, there was this big story that if you had one, it was worth like $10,000 or something like that. So I sent her a text just being like, hey, give me $1,000. Sell that thing. And it was totally false. It was absolutely. It was still worth, I think, maybe $7 or $8.
Well, it didn't take long to realize it was all a bunch of crap. And here's how you found out. Let's say you have the Diana Beanie Baby, and you've heard from multiple sources this thing's worth $10,000. Okay, go find that buyer. Good luck. It's only worth what you get for it. And I never once found anybody willing to give me more than $10 for one of those things. It was just all manufactured BS.
Right.
But wow, brilliant. And somebody, I don't know who, somebody made millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, no.
Off
you want to know who made an incredible amount of money off the Beanie Baby thing? The guy who invented, do you remember, because they always had the little heart-shaped name tag that came with them, the cardboard
one? And remember, too, they told you, don't take the tag
Yeah,
off.
Right, don't take
that
the tag
That was a big
off.
Deal.
Some guy invented a little plastic cover that went over that tag, made millions.
I remember
that. Yeah, to protect the tag.
Yeah.
Without the tag, it would drop, and it would only be worth $3,000. Oh, my goodness. What a pile of crap. It was great.
Going back to the schnook story and everything or whatever, Dave on the phone has an opinion about that stuff and the Popeye's chicken sandwich thing.
Oh, cool.
Well, let's bring him in. It sounds like he can do part of our show for us. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I am AM and the PM.
That's good to hear. Hallelujah. What's up?
Guys, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake.
What's that?
The Schnook story is fake. The Popeye story is fake. Colin Kaepernick thing is fake. The feminine product story you had a few weeks ago where you said, what's going on with this country that we're worried about the little symbol they put on there? It's fake.
What's
it's
the Colin
marketing
Kaepernick
companies
thing?
Doing this stuff. And they get it on the internet, and a lot of them call it reverse marketing, or they call it negative advertising, just to get their name out there. Perhaps they'll have a racist incident, and they can be like the company that comes forward and is progressive thinking. It's fake.
You cannot be serious.
Hold on.
He's got a good point.
Hold on. Wait a second. The Kaepernick thing is not a fake story. Let's start there.
It was all planned. Nike sales went up after they pulled that shoe. It was all planned.
Okay, but it may have been planned. It may have been planned, but the story wasn't fake. The story was a real story. So there's a difference between a fake story and
they had him say he didn't like it, and they pulled the shoe. The marketing went crazy, and their sales actually went up. It was all pre-planned.
Okay, pre-planned is different than fake. I agree with you 100%. I talked about this, I think, yesterday, about how marketing geniuses stage events, stage fights. I even said that about the Popeyes thing, that I think it probably was started
absolutely
by Popeyes.
That's what they did.
Let me tell you something. You sound like a nice guy, but what you have just said is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my 2.5 years on the show. Okay, there's a man charged with murder for stabbing a man outside a Popeye's chicken restaurant over a chicken sandwich. Do you think Popeye's orchestrated a murder to popularize their chicken sandwich, for God's sake? Are you serious?
No, I didn't say that. But when it comes to their marketing, they're going to look like they're going to use.
You did
use
say that. You
like
said these
that.
Are all these fake news stories. You said
they,
John.
They
no, John.
Are.
Hope. Okay, it's Dave, right? Is it Dave?
Dave,
you're misspeaking. There's a difference between, Tim's right, there's a difference between a story being a fake story. Fake story means the story never happened. These things did happen. That's different than saying the stories were by design. These incidents happened by design. They were planned. That's what you mean to say. But when you said the Colin Kaepernick story is fake, it's not fake.
It is marketing.
They're okay, you missed yesterday's show.
How many times have you heard on the news they come on and say this video is going viral? Okay,
you missed yesterday's show.
But you didn't know it until it was on the.
You missed yesterday's show. You must have. Because this is what we talked about. Well, let me give you a real quick example. I don't have a lot of time, but I've talked about this before. I've been in the advertising business, radio business, whatever, for a long time. And I spent 8 years in the ad agency business. Now, here's an example of what you're talking about. I used to work for a, let's just call it a store. And every year they would have a sale, big sale, one of these end-of-the-year clearance sale. It's our once-a-year warehouse, whatever. When the sale ended, there was a huge ad that they ran in the newspaper and on television, and here's essentially what it said. Due to the overwhelming success of our last weekend's, let's call it Memorial Day sale, Veterans Day sale, and the demand for it to continue, we have decided to continue it for a week. I was part of the company that put the ads together. Those ads that said, due to the overwhelming success, were put together and ready to go to press at the same time the first ad for the beginning of the sale was. There was no overwhelming demand for anything. That was just all by design. So, yes, you're right. That happens all the time. And I could go on and on. This crap about be one of the first 10 callers and you'll get in on the reason that's not against the law and they're not, it's not fraud and they're not breaking any laws. If I said to you, Dave, if you're one of the first 10 people who call me as soon as you and I hang up here, you call back and if you're one of the first 10, you'll get $100. Well, if you're the 50th person, you'll get $100. I didn't say only 10. I just said if you're one of the first 10. I left out that, oh, and by the way, if you're the 11th, if you're the 50th, if you're the 100th, you also get this same deal. It's a very interesting. I love the study of marketing and advertising because, and I don't want to come off wrong when I say this, I'm constantly amazed at the gullibility and the stupidity of people. And in some cases, I've been one of those people who fell for it. So you're right. I'm convinced the Popeyes thing was started by Popeyes. I think sometimes when they knock the doors down at Walmart on Black Friday or some other store, I think that's by design too. Because look at the free advertising they get out of.
Well, we talked about the Beanie Babies and the Cabbage Patch Dolls earlier in the show, and as I was looking at the Wikipedia pages, there was violence going down at Kmart, at Sears, at JCPenney, all these stores. People are getting clubbed and stabbed and beaten.
Love it. Well, they won't admit it, but the companies absolutely, behind closed doors, are going, yeah, because the cash register is going crazy.
Well, fine. Do you know who William Castle is?
It sounds familiar. I can't say that I do.
Way back, movie producer. So this is for Tim, who has now crushed my self-esteem by yelling at me before. But William Castle, for one of his movies, he actually told people in trailers that they had in movie houses that people who've seen his latest movies have had heart attacks and died because they were so frightened by his horror film, which is just trash. Anyway, they actually had ambulances sitting outside the movie theater when people went in there. He actually said people died watching his movie. Okay, so people had to go see this movie. What is so frightening about this movie? That's how far he was willing to go to promote a movie.
I think everybody
we've gone way too far now.
Colonel Tom Parker, who was Elvis's manager, was one of the most brilliant carnival barker type people ever. He did exactly what you were just talking about. He would put ambulances in case girls were so overwhelmed by this guy that they'd pass out and faint.
Yeah, girls, girls were paid to faint.
Yes.
And say they couldn't take it. And,
no. They absolutely were. They were paid to scream. There was an appearance by Elvis in the 50s, one of his early appearances, and I've read this on multiple articles. Parker was interviewed. And again, remember, this is the 50s, so if you gave somebody a dollar and just asked them to do something for 5 minutes, they'd go, okay. He'd pay the girls to scream and act like they're passing out while they're standing at the foot of the stage, and of course, other women would see this and go, whoa, what's going on? That guy must really be something. And it's like the domino thing. It snowballed and got big. No, you're absolutely right. We just took issue with the fact that you said the news was fake. The stories aren't fake. The incident was manufactured, but the stories reporting them are true.
Manufactured incident, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll give you that, yes.
All right, Dave. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Does that mean Tim will quit yelling at me?
No, Tim will never quit yelling. He'll never quit yelling at anybody, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
He yells at all of us.
Yeah. Join the club. It's like a badge of honor, actually, that he got yelled at.
Oh, yeah.
That means he's one of us. I'll squeeze Dave in here, John, if I can, real quickly, if he's still on here. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
How are you guys doing? I haven't heard you in a while. Where have you been at?
I heard you in a while, too. You changed your voice a little bit to try to disguise it. You put that bowel movement grunt in there, but we know who you are. What's going on, John?
Hey, not much. Hey, I want to ask you guys a question. How did you get is Limey there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what about this ambassador's wife that drove on the wrong side of the street? Did they arrest her, or did they take her back to Britain, or what did they do to face charges?
Oh, is that the woman who drove on the wrong side and then hit somebody and killed them?
Right. Yeah.
You're talking about here?
Yeah, no, she's this happened in England, and apparently she's an American ambassador.
Oh,
right. So I think the English court is saying, hey, come back so we can charge you, but I very much doubt she's going to be sent back,
John, why would you ask that question right now? I mean, I'm just curious.
No, I was just hearing about the British relations between the United States and Britain. I was just seeing how that was going to affect the relations down the road.
Seem like any of us, anybody in this room, would be smart enough to answer that question? No, the answer's no.
Smart to me. I mean, no.
No, you're mistaken. Yeah. Well, it's an act. It's an act. It's called an illusion. We're not smart. Oh. And no, I don't know what'll happen to her. But I'll leave it with this. I don't understand the diplomatic immunity thing, and I never have. And how far does that go? Could she murder somebody, and they go, "Well, sorry, we can't put her on trial." She's a diplomat.
I think they can.
I don't get it.
Well, diplomatic immunity only works in some countries. Like, I don't think British or American politicians have diplomatic immunity in other countries.
John, we got to run. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Was that out of nowhere? Here's the deal. And John's still listening, I'm sure. John, by the way, don't take this. Well, John likes to hear himself talk. That's okay. I understand that. There are people that get a big kick out of knowing they were on the radio, so they just come up with anything just to talk. And that's okay, I guess.
You know what you should tell John? You should tell John. John, the master of U.S.-British relations, the man who has a degree in that is TJ Moe. He's on the show before us. Call him and ask him that question, because he'll gladly speak to you for hours.
Call that show, John, every day. Call them every day.
You could be the other John.
I have to do a little bit of business, and I'm happy to do it, proud to do it. It's the business of First Community Credit Union. Here's the offer. Pay attention, because it ends in less than, about 6.5 weeks it ends, the end of the year. Ooh, how about that? This year is over in less like 6 weeks. That's hard to deal with. Here's the offer. Move your car loan from wherever else it is, if it's not at First Community Credit Union. Move it over. Let them take your car loan over, and they'll give you at least $100. That's it. It is that simple. $100, boom, in an account for you. And all you did was something that you'd be glad you did and will be glad you did, even if there weren't $100 in it for you. And that is move your car payment to a place where it's very possible the rate will be lower and you might have a lower car payment in addition to your $100 or more. First Community Credit Union. That's the way they roll. And every year when they do this, they get hundreds of brand new members. That's what we're called. Not just customers, members of First Community Credit Union. It's somewhere to start, and I hope you'll do it because there's at least $100 in it for you. And as I said, possibly a lower car payment. Over 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. You can find out all about the offer I just mentioned and everything else at firstcommunity.com. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be with us after Johnny Londoff. So, once again, as every Wednesday, if you have a pet or you're thinking about getting a pet, I don't care what the question is, what the animal is, this is your guy, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. That's all coming up right after the news and, again, after John Londoff. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.